I'm getting what I want. Visa or MasterCard, you're paying. Same option here. Email or SMS. Doesn't matter. Either way, you're still going to do what I want you to do. But the fact that the customer now has the power of choice, the option of an upgrade, and it's an upgraded offer. So I know how powerful SMS is. I'm willing to offer a little bit more to get your phone number. For example, if I know that you've already got kids and you've already got a wife, so this is obviously not for you, but I think you would have remembered when you were a young guy, getting a phone number from a girl was quite difficult.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by Gorgeous, the leading customer service platform for Shopify e-commerce brands, helping merchants to unlock revenue and deliver exceptional customer service. By prioritizing customer engagement, brands can create deeper and more personalized experiences for their shoppers. With the rising cost of acquiring new customers, retention is the key focus for direct-to-consumer brands. Creating outstanding customer experiences shouldn't be costly or a burden for your customer support team. This is exactly why Gorgeous is so great. Gorgeous helps you improve your customer experiences by managing all of your communication channels from one dashboard. It provides you with the ability to customize messages and automate replies, giving Gorgeous users an unparalleled power to resolve customer inquiries quickly and personalized, which is why you need to improve your customer retention. Get started with Gorgeous today and start managing all of your communication channels from one platform that's designed to help you. Exclusive to my listeners is a 2-month free trial, so go check them out today at ecommercefastlane.com/gorgeous. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in Shopify, e-commerce, and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for sure with my featured guest. You know, one thing about this show, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We definitely have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. New episodes are available twice weekly, and they're available from all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And we're also streaming live now on Amazon Music and on YouTube, which is quite interesting. So let me check that out. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from your podcast app to the show notes at E-commerce Fastlane. And there you'll have the transcript, all the links, and all the resources that we mentioned today. Now, today's episode, my guest is Jason K. Williamson, and he's the founder of an agency called E2 Agency. So that's E2.agency. And also, he is the developer of the Trojan Horse Method. And this is why I have him on today. It's really exciting. But his agency, what they do is they're a service-based business. They're here to help Shopify brand owners to grow and scale. But he also has a full training, a full done-for-you service. And there's one or two very unique solutions that he uses as part of this Trojan Horse Method that I want to dig into today. So hi, Jason. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. What's up? So first and foremost, I just want to say thanks so much for letting me jump on this. I'm very, very excited. I love jumping on podcasts. I love talking. I love...
That's good. That's good to hear.
I do love to talk, but I also love to deliver a lot of value. So I'm very excited to be on here, you know, kind of introduce myself to some people that have never met me before and drop some bombs.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. And I know you being in Australia and me being in Vancouver in British Columbia, we have massive time zone difference. It's end of day-ish for me. It's early morning the next day for you. And I appreciate you getting up so early and hustling to be here today and offering this value. So let's talk a little bit on a high level first. I want to understand first about E2, the agency itself, and you specifically. Like, what sort of day-to-day things do you do? And how does your agency kind of help impact Shopify brands?
Yeah, of course. And so E2 was basically designed on the fact that It was actually a really cool story to learn how I actually started this. I mean, anybody who is either in e-commerce, in business, in entrepreneurship, and they're wanting to kind of, you know, kind of take that leap, but they're scared. My story was actually pretty cool because what I ended up doing was I worked as an electrician. One day I injured myself for a long, I'll do the, you know, TLDR version, but yeah, I was an electrician and I'd been learning kind of like e-commerce and copywriting and all this stuff. One time, Russell Brunson came to Sydney in Australia. I called in sick to my boss. I got a credit card and booked the hotel. I'd got one of those payment plans for the event and really just put it all on the line. And I met Russell and I said to him, I says, you don't know me, but one day you will. Still doesn't know me yet, Russell, if you're listening.
Well, I have his books on the wall here, so I'm, you know, same me. I have not had him on my show either, so maybe he needs to come on my show and meet you.
Exactly right. So let's make that happen one day. So yeah, basically I was in Sydney and I was at this event and I think I was like 20, 21 years old. And somebody said to me, it was all info products and stuff. And somebody says, Jason, what is it that you can do? What can you offer to people? I said, I don't know. I'm like a 20-year-old electrician. I can't really package any information and sell anything. I got nothing. And he says, well, what are you good at? I says, well, I'm good at speaking. I'm good at writing. He says, can you write copy for email? And I says, absolutely not, but I can learn. And then I found a friend of mine. He had an e-commerce store. I says, his name was Murray Edwards at the time. I says, Murray, are you doing email at all? He says, nope. I says, well, can I do it for free? And he says, yep. And I jumped in. I started to learn Klaviyo. I started to get some results. And then within about 3 months, putting up some flows, using some pop-ups, all of a sudden he had generated an extra $60,000 in revenue. And I was like, you know what? This is a thing. People don't have this as a solution. So kind of like this goes then to the story of I started working with him for a little while and I injured my knee in a roof and I was in rehab. And Murray says to me one day, he goes, look, you have the option. You can continue down this route and become an electrician, or you can call it quits right now. Fly up to Sydney. I'll give you 2 or 3 months, you know, pay, like I'll hire you, but I encourage you in that time to get your business started. So I packed all my bags in the back of a car, literally threw them in black bin bags, drove all the way to Sydney. And at the time, somebody in an event in Los Angeles that I'd been working with as well, somebody had said, hey, I need an email guy. And his name was Joshua Tatum. He actually runs something called Canvas Cultures. And Josh goes, I've got a guy. All of a sudden, I got 4 brand new clients on the way driving to Sydney. And I'd never had that before. So my business kind of started from there. And E2 was kind of founded from there because I realized it was a gap in the market where nobody was giving this specific e-commerce solution to email. And then later on to what it evolved to being SMS as well. So to answer your question in a long way, I like to tell that story because I feel like what it is it's when you tell the universe, and I'm not going to curse on this channel, but let's do the PG version of what Tony Robbins says. But when you want to take the island, you got to burn your boats, right? So I strongly believe that's what I did because I remember my dad says to me, he says, well, what's plan B? I says, well, plan B is that plan A works.
Yeah, exactly.
So I strongly believe that when you tell the universe is something you want and then you take gigantic, massive action where like literally I was 2 months from being fully qualified as an electrician. Fully qualified, just had to get my ticket written. I'd done all the schooling. I'd done all the coursing. I'd done 5 years in my apprenticeship. All I had to do was get a signature from my boss that said he is capable. And that was within the next 2 months. I would have been a fully qualified electrician for the rest of my life. But I said, I don't want to fall back on that. I don't want that as a plan B. I don't want that in the back of my head. And I quit. And I think that's such a powerful story because it just goes to show that when you tell the universe exactly what you want and there is no going back and I'll either die or succeed, people tend to succeed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're definitely preaching to the choir. Entrepreneurship is in my DNA too, right from the early days. And even though I'm full-time employee with Shopify, I also have this podcast and kind of doing my thing. And it is quite exciting. And thanks for, for sharing that. One thing I noticed when I was doing a little bit of research before recording today that I understand that maybe you can tell a story better than I can, but from what I've read, Davey Fogarty who designed this really neat kind of hood/pajama thing that's really comfy and blew up and did really great. And he's got an amazing YouTube channel that I follow, but somehow you got associated with him. Are you able to just talk? I want one last little nugget out of you about, I guess, paint the picture of Jason and who you were aligning yourself with. You have this passion, but you've also have gotten very fortunate and aligned yourself with the right people who gave you a shot at it. So that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, sure. So it's the old adage that your network is your net worth. And I'm a big, big believer in connecting and networking with people and building relationships. And my philosophy in business has always been I don't focus on the money. I focus on the relationships and the value that I can bring to my, well, I consider them my friends most of the time. Like, you know, there's, I don't work with clients that I don't like. So I end up becoming friends with them, and those friends open doors, they open opportunities. In this particular one, I actually met Davey, funnily enough. Davey's from my city here in Adelaide. I knew that, never met him, but I met him for the first time in New York. So I went to an event, it was called Geek Out, and that was in New York, and I was speaking there. Again, through my network, I was speaking and connecting with people, so I got to go speak at this event, and whilst we were all doing our little you know, meet and greet, there was Davey. The thing about Davey, right, is you don't know who he is, because he's so humble. He's so kind, he's so humble, he's so quiet. Instead of like, I mean, the man of his success, he should be, you know, bouncing around the room, beaming smiles, kind of like being very, especially at his age, you would imagine kind of being a little bit obnoxious, a little bit cocky. He's so humble. So at first when I met him, I was like, is this the guy that, you know, he's supposed to be? Like, he's so quiet and so chill. And we just became friends. And he actually wanted to work with me in regards to email, but it was me and another company. And I really don't like competing with other companies. I feel like if you have the choice between me and somebody else, you should take the other person, because I'm not going to compete. Like, I know my value. If you want to work with me, you want to work with me. And I don't want any kind of conflict between that. So I says, look, I'm more than happy to back out that conversation, do your thing. And then all of a sudden he says, well, you know, I really still want to work with you. Can you do SMS? And I says, you know what? I can learn. It can't be that different, right? It's similar principles, just different software. And yeah, that's kind of where I stumbled upon it. So a lot of networking and a lot of relationships, and kind of one of the nuggets, if you want to get out of that, if anybody's listening for a nugget right there, is attend masterminds, attend events, network with people, meet people, because you do not understand the doors that open when you start to meet people. As an agency service-based business, my leads started to slow down as COVID hit, because I wasn't able to get out there and meet people. I'm a big believer in when you meet people, my coach Daniel Tolson always says this, and I like to tell this little caveat story, right? So have you ever heard of Brian Tracy? So my business mentor, Daniel Tolson, gets teach one-on-one by Brian Tracy, and I think he's something like $4,000 an hour. So he's a big investment. And one time Brian had to speak in Asia, and he got, I think it was tonsillitis or something, or he got sick. And everybody that he could turn to, he turned to Dan. And he says, Dan, I need you to speak on my behalf. Dan's held in very, very high regards, especially from people like, you know, Brian Tracy. Dan always says to me, it's one of the biggest things he always says to me. He says, Jason, over Zoom, you've got to get your face in there. You've got to have great audio quality. You've got to have a great camera. He says, but nothing can replace nose to nose, belly to belly. So whenever you have the opportunity, meet your clients, meet your friends, go see them, because having that ability to meet nose to nose, belly to belly, you might not drink, you might not do anything. But one of the things that I tend to do is I get together with my friends at these events that I've met, and we build these bonds and these relationships often through drinking. Me and Ben Malol became very, very, very close friends through just going out and partying together. And eventually that turns into business. So going to events, going to masterminds and building your networks and just really becoming friends with people without expecting anything. Just really, how can I deliver value and become a person in your life that you love to have around, eventually opens up doors. Because when people like you, they want to help you.
I love that. It's funny. I have a mug on my desk here that someone sent to me because they felt that I was just really helping and offering value to them through this podcast. And the mug just says, how am I contributing to others? And it was just a reminder that stares at me like all day long. It's all I want to do. Like you, I just want to give value back out into the world, because I know this law of reciprocity happens, where you just do things without expectation of getting anything in return. But it just, for some crazy reason, the universe, whatever, it comes back to you tenfold by just being kind and just giving everything you got. So I love that.
It really does, doesn't it? I think there was a story from Tony Robbins one time when he was broke, and I think he called it a smorgasbord. I don't know what that is, but I think it sounds like some sort of buffet. So he talks about how he's got like, I don't know, $15.82 in his pocket. And, you know, this young kid sits down, he pulls out the chair for his mother, and he sits her down, and Tony just goes over there with a beaming smile, and he says, you know, like, oh, like, I'm so in awe of this kid's, you know, aura and stuff like that. And he says, like, hey, like, I'm so impressed, like, the way that you pulled out your chair for your lady, and, you know, you sat her down, and the fact that you're taking her out to dinner. And apparently the kid just smiles and goes, oh, this isn't my lady, this is my mom. He goes, I'm not taking her out to dinner, I'm just a kid. And he just smiles with a beaming smile, as Tony does, and he just puts the money on the table, and he says, yes, you are taking her out. And then apparently, you know, he just walks home. He's got no money in his pocket. And as he gets home, some guy who owed him money had left it in the mail, like a check in the mail with extra. And the story was that, you know, when you give, the universe gives back. It's especially when you give without expecting. If you give with no, you know, kind of restrictions and stuff, like you give and the universe will give back. So I've always taken that into heart.
I want to talk a little bit about now about getting into some of the tactics, a little bit of the strategy around what it is that you do. And like one thing that comes up, obviously you've mentioned that this Trojan horse method is something that I've done a little bit of research on. And part of it, I think, is, you know, is talking about SMS as it relates to some kind of an opt-in strategy and potentially email as part of that. So I'm going to let you kind of direct the conversation a bit around the Trojan horse method generally, and then we might go on a few tangents around SMS, kind of the legal things to consider, and then maybe some of the tools and tactics that can kind of facilitate all of this magic that I know is able to happen with your solution.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, the Trojan horse is something that it's really exciting for me because as I was building my business and building E2 back in the day, one of the things that I used to always use to get huge results, and I still do to this day, is pop-ups. I feel like pop-ups are a great way to capture interested or wondering visitors. It's a great way to turn website visitors into subscribers. And then, you know, utilizing email, utilizing SMS now, it's a great, great way to turn them into customers.
Well, one thing that's interesting too, I find, and you know, the stats have proven this, is that, you know, mostly about 90% of a website's traffic is kind of unknown. And I think what you're suggesting is that there's really no way other than anonymously remarketing them through, you know, through either custom fired pixel and some custom solution or going directly to Facebook and Google and then having them retarget them there. But with a quality product, which I know we're going to talk about one in a second, that actually allows you to capture that information either in email or a phone number in exchange for something. It could be a first-time visitor and you're offering some kind of a discount in exchange for having to opt into something. It could be some kind of an instant download. It could be, there's a lot of interesting things that you can do in exchange for getting that opt-in, because the truth is that it's quite expensive to drive traffic to a website. And then if you're not doing an opt-in of some sort, strategic opt-ins, and I mean strategic because there's some interesting solutions, I think, that more than just the homepage, there's a lot of intent-based kind of pop-ups that are very interesting as part of the buyer's journey. So I'm in alignment with you on there. I totally agree that it may appear to be intrusive to some people. The reality is it's easy for someone to click X. They still love your brand. They'll move on. But a lot of people do opt in, and that really helps grow your list, which then helps promote your different offers.
Yeah, so exactly what you said there, Steve, you're 100% right. I think when you are relying on a pixel, if you're relying on like retargeting through Facebook, through Google, whatever it would be, even maybe TikTok these days, the thing that you're doing is you're giving all of your power to Facebook. You're giving all of your power to Google. You never, ever own any of your data. So I think number one, what we're doing with pop-ups here and capturing emails and capturing SMS is we're building our lists and we're building our data. We're owning our data. So that's the first and foremost thing. I see it as like a little safety net. Like you said, 90% of website visitors, we have no idea where they came from. We're probably not going to be able to retarget them again. So I like to offer something super juicy. In e-commerce, a lot of the times from what I found in my experience is just a direct offer of say $10, 10%, whatever it would be, is the best way, because the psychology that goes into why a customer does something, and I'm not a huge fan of those spinning wheels. I love giveaways, but the way that Hodge Twins, when I'm working with them, the way that they do a giveaway, I think is super smart, is that all of the giveaway is contingent on a purchase. So you actually earn points and stuff for purchasing that goes towards your giveaway. But if you do a giveaway like the spinning wheel, which is like just potentially get something for free, and we know that most people don't give anything away for free, but I believe that the intent of the customer who signs up for that often is to win something and to get something for free. So their psychology is they want something for free. When I offer, and I stick to e-commerce, but you're right, you could do like a download if you like a service or a SaaS or an info product. But in e-commerce specifically, I like to offer a direct benefit offer, basically 10% off, $10, simply because I believe the psychology an intent behind that is that they're signing up to get a discount on your product that they will end up buying.
It's interesting. I went to the official HodgeTwins.com website, and that's one of the things that pops up right away. Congratulations, you've unlocked a bombshell discount. Ready to see what you got? Put your email in, reveal my code. Pretty compelling. I can tell this works.
Yeah, it does. That was actually got almost a 15% opt-in rate. So almost 50% of that traffic that visits your website turns into a subscriber. And then on top of it, using the Trojan Horse method, about 50% of them turn into SMS. But we'll explain a little bit how to do that later. And it actually will give away exactly. So if anybody's listening and wants to stay along, I actually do give away, more than happy. And I'll tell Steve exactly how I do it. So if you're sat listening and you want to figure it out, you could literally listen to this and almost word for word follow along and build it out.
All right. Well, let's set the foundation a bit about some of the pieces that make all of this work. So we mentioned that there has to be a solution of some sort to allow for this opt-in to happen. So, and then obviously there has to be, in most cases, an SMS solution that helps facilitate this also. So maybe let's talk about the two or three pieces of technology that you see working well before we kind of dig into the actual method itself.
Yeah. So that's a great question, is what type of platforms, what type of software have we got right now? And I think that's what's interesting about SMS so much, is that back in the day, we didn't really have a scalable solution that was open to everyday people for SMS. And I think that's what's really been cool, is in the last two to three years, SMS has become available to the everyday person who could start a Shopify. It's just as easy as starting a Shopify store, right? So what's interesting is you kind of have like two destinations, and you have almost like a bridge, and the bridge kind of like has, you could just imagine the bridge has like a fork in the road that you can decide whether or not you go to email or whether you go to SMS, and all roads lead to Rome in this scenario, you know? So everywhere leads where we want them to lead. It's just kind of, they choose almost their path. So you could imagine that the customer is at the start of a bridge and they walk across, and then all of a sudden this bridge would be what I use is OptiMonk. Which is the most phenomenal pop-up tool, simply because I have a lot of power when it comes to my settings. So I can create these very personalized, and I do know that OptiMonk is actually moving to even more personalization. So their goal in the future, as I've been speaking to their CEO, the goal in the future is to create these hyper-personalized pop-ups that would basically make the customer feel as if that website was made just for them. And they use pop-ups to do this because pop-ups are very, very low code. They have very low impact on website speeds, and it's a great way to create personalization that makes a customer feel, hey, this website was built straight, like directly for me. So I love to use OptiMonk for that, simply because it works right now with all of my solutions. I think we talked about this earlier before we jumped on this call. We talked about like the way that it synergizes, it has to work with my other solutions. And that is one of the fantastic things about OptiMonk, because if it's about doesn't, they'll help me do it. And when it does, they'll help me perfect it. And right now we've worked together so much that we've made sure that it works perfectly with all of my solutions to make the Trojan Horse work. So if you're collecting emails, if you're collecting SMS, whatever you're doing, it works perfectly. So I was going to say, so just kind of like the end route is you get to the end of the bridge, which would be OptiMonk, and then you have two choices. You have the choice of email or SMS. I mean, ultimately, you're going to be asked with email first, and this is why we call it the Trojan Horse, is that email kind of acts as that Trojan Horse for SMS to come through. And at the end of that bridge, you'll kind of get there and we'll say, hey, would you like to upgrade to SMS as well? And where we use email is we use Klaviyo, but I don't like to use Klaviyo when it comes to SMS. Right now, their solution's not what I need. I use something called PostScript. The reason being is there's two things, and you touched base on it earlier with compliance. PostScript is huge on compliance to make sure that their customers are safe, because SMS is, it's very fruitful, but very dangerous if you don't plan on being a good, I guess, merchant.
There is a lot more, the telecom industry is different than Can Spam Act. It's, yeah, you just can't randomly text people, whereas maybe email is a little different. As long as you have an opt-out, legally Can Spam says, well, if you have an opt-out, you're fine. There's just a deliverability challenge, right? But okay, so I get the legal compliance part of that. And I think Shopify has been really good at helping people, especially on the plus side, to be able to have from within checkout.liquid, like the actual theme file, to be able to have a proper a compliance kind of little checkbox of saying, hey, that you know you may get charged for receiving text messages and you authorize us to send you occasional kind of cart recovery or promotional things and this and that. As long as you have some bases covered there, I'll put links in the show notes for that one because that one is a important one to have tight in your checkout flow.
They actually, you probably already know this. I mean, absolutely know this, but it was probably about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, I'm not too sure. They actually opened that exact feature that you're talking about to regular Shopify stores. So again, anybody who just starts up their store can go into checkout, click a button, and all of a sudden now they've got underneath the phone, there's, and just kind of touching base on this real quick, let's, compliance is a big thing because this is kind of just naturally caveated into compliance. Compliance is dangerous. So let's kind of just quickly touch base on the dangers of SMS. And I don't like to scare anybody else. So if you hear this, don't get terrified. All you got to do is make sure that you do it right. The risks are that if you choose to non-compliantly collect SMS subscribers, the risk is that you could potentially get a $500 to $1,500 US fine per message sent. So if you had an abandoned cart that was collecting subscribers non-compliantly and was sending out, you sent 100, that's a potential $500 times 100 messages fine. And I think this happened to Colourpop. They got done for like 1.8 million, I think, plus legal fees or something. They ended up being like 3 million. Victoria's Secret as well got done for 5 million. So these things do happen, maybe to bigger brands. And a lot of people might think, oh, but I'll get away with it. They're looking at me. I just wouldn't risk it. I think my sleep is more important. So all you got to do, not being too scared, is just understand that what does compliance mean? Well, compliance just means that you have to get explicit consent from the customer. They have to totally understand what they're signing up for and they have to do it consciously. So what does that mean? Well, that's where Shopify came in with the solution that, for example, you have your email and right underneath it, by default, you can select a pre-check box that says, sign me up for emails and offers. That's okay. That's totally fine. Like you said, with email, if they've got an opt-out, it's pretty good. Nobody's going to get hurt. You probably might just have deliverability issues at worst. But SMS is far more dangerous. And Shopify did come in for the clutch with this with regular brands. Because prior to it, checkout Liquid, you can only do it through a custom code where it would be like a custom SDK that you would use. So it was not a solution for everybody. It was only just for the, I guess, the elite Shopify brands. But now anybody and everybody can go into their checkout settings and underneath where it says pre-default email, there's now a new option that says collect SMS subscribers. And then what you'll see is a new box comes up underneath the phone number field on your checkout. And it literally says exactly what it says. You can put any language you want. My advice for anybody is I would do an offer there. I think SMS subscribers are very, very juicy. I think they're very powerful. So the more that you can give them to get their SMS, the better. So I would do something like 20% off your next purchase when you join the SMS club or whatever it is that you want to do. But when they click that button, another dropdown will come up, which if they've already put their phone number in, it will already have their phone number entered. So it just confirms that that's the number they want to subscribe to. And then it will have all of the compliant language. So that's the other thing. You need explicit consent. So the customer has to consciously sign up. He or she has to completely understand that they're signing up for SMS. And then they have to understand the terms behind it. I'm signing up for marketing. I think there's also that you're kind of, and this, most solutions will do this automatically for you or give you the text compliance language, but you kind of just have to explain. You're signing up for marketing. You're going to get stuff like abandoned carts and the frequency of it. And here's how you stop and here's how you get help. And that's kind of the TLDR version of that. But again, summarize, they have to understand completely, explicitly sign up. So even if they send a text message to a certain number with a keyword, they know that they're getting an opt-in there because they physically sent in their keyword. You basically can't trick people into joining your SMS list. That's ultimately what it is.
So there's the three tools that we're kind of talking about today. So Klaviyo is kind of like quote unquote the de facto standard a little bit for a lot from the email perspective. Postscript is, you know, definitely they have their flag in the sand when it comes to Shopify exclusively.
They actually call themselves the Klaviyo of SMS.
Well, there you go.
That's what they started calling themselves in the beginning. And it worked actually. I was a big user of Klaviyo. So I was like, I'm interested in this.
That's awesome. There are other interesting players in SMS for sure. I love PostScript though. I think they've got a lot of great benefits. And then Optimunk is the other solution. And I know their solution, which is interesting to me, is e-commerce Fastlane, just kind of like the media property, is running on WordPress because it's not an e-commerce site. There's more of a content strategy around it. And I downloaded and installed their plugin, WordPress plugin. And it's so interesting. Some of the campaigns, and this is probably part of a pivot that we'll talk about a minute about your whole solution here and how the Trojan horse method actually works. But I just love the fact, you know, I'm not trying to pitch this product, but it's so interesting where they have a lot of these pop-ups and exit intent things all designed by goals. So, you know, like build your list goal or stop a cart abandonment goal or, you know, how to guide your visitors or collecting feedback and promotional offers. And they have pre-designed and very easily editable, very attractive and all different types embedded. Full screen, sticky bars, pop-ups, exit intent, gamification, surveys. They've got quite a few things. And I find this is actually, to me, I've seen the other kind of modal pop-up solutions. You can go to the App Store and see them. They're all, I mean, Klaviyo and all the tools, they all have certain types of collecting email addresses and SMS kind of built into their tool. But it's nice, this one, because you can create a lot of original campaigns. And it's almost like a canvas is a good starting point of, hey, I like how it looks. I'm going to make a slight tweak to the colors and the branding and the logo and what I'm trying to do, but the bulk of it is there, all based on your goal and the type of message that you want to deliver on your website. So it's pretty interesting that that's the choice that you've picked, and that's ironically the one that I picked too. So
yeah, I honestly think Optimunk has such a beautiful user experience. I think from the onboarding to getting your stuff live, like you said, there's lots of different options. There's lots of different already pre-built campaigns based on goals. There's a lot of great templates that actually look fantastic. And like you say, they're always good starting points too. A lot of the times my team, even my partner, my now fiance, which I always call a partner, but she doesn't like that anymore. As of a couple of days ago, she prefers the word fiance.
Okay.
But even she says, when she jumps on, because she does a lot of work with me, she works with a lot of brands. She actually specifically works the health and beauty space, you know, like supplement brand, well, more like makeup brands or wellness brands. She jumped on the other day. She had to make a pop-up. And she was like, I'm so scared. I've never done it before. And I was like, don't worry about it. Like, just jump in Optimunk and I'll walk you through it. By the time I got downstairs, Steve, she'd already built a fully fledged pop-up and it looked great because she just was like, oh, I just found a template. Like, there was like, how do you want to build it? She was like, well, I want to collect leads. And she was like, well, what template do you want to use? And she's like, well, this one looks really good. And I was like, so you don't need me anymore? She's like, no, I've got it. It's done. I just need to know how to connect it. I was like, okay, well, I can help there.
That's the easy part, Matt. Yeah, it's just the creative part. But you know what? Just select the right template, tweak it, boom, ready to go. And I think you just get better and better at it. It's nice that they have lots of options. So there's no repeat visitors start coming back. There's no kind of like pop-up or banner blindness because you're changing campaigns. I've even noticed even in the back office, they have things all around themes too. If it could turn into summer theme and Cyber Monday and Easter and Mother's Day and Children's Day and Father's Day. And like there's stuff in there to really help, almost like build some creativity as a good starting point, so you can really rotate through different options to still, you didn't opt in at one time, maybe they're going to opt in this time, right? So
they're almost better at research than I am. Sometimes I'll jump on Optimunk when I want to know what sale's coming up because they've always got templates ready to go. Black Friday is coming up, Father's Day is here, or anything. So yeah, they are fantastic when it comes to that. And then on top of it as well, like I was saying as well, their user experience. If I want to build a pop-up from scratch, if I want to build a pop-up blank, it's so easy to do. It's a drag and drop builder, super, super easy. Everything seems to be responsive and work, you know, for the better part of things. And it takes a little bit of tweaking just to get it up there. You know, you can do mobiles, you can do desktops, you can do hide elements on desktop, you can hide elements on mobile. So you can create these fantastic, and because I'm a big believer in that, right? When I create pop-ups, one of the things that I need to do is make sure that my desktop and my pop-up looks completely unique. But I need to make sure, and this is what I love about them, is you don't even have to hide a button. You can literally switch to the mobile view, and now you're only editing the mobile version. So if I want that mobile call to action button, you know, the text me my offer or the reveal my discount, but I want that to be fatter, bolder, more juicy, more clickable, I can easily do that by selecting the mobile phone version and then going ahead and just tweaking anything to what I want and making sure that it looks fantastic and clickable and responsive. And it's super, super easy to do. So just even using the templates and tweaking them or starting from scratch, everything is so, so easy to do. And that's one of the things that I love about them, is because as an agency owner, I've worked with probably north of 400 brands, 500 brands by now. That's a lot of time inside builders. That's a lot of time doing pop-ups. And that's a, and not on, on top of that, I want to scale my agency. I want to, you know, bring in my team. It needs to be a good, easy user experience for my team. And then on top of it, for any enterprise brands, I believe, like I'm a, I consider myself a power user. It's just so easy to do what I need to do and make it work and make it make sense and look good. That that's one of the things that pulls me to it, is that it's so easy to build a fantastic pop-up and understand the software that it just makes my life easy. And I think a lot of the times we are looking for things to make our life easy.
Thanks for supporting our incredible sponsor, Gorgeous, the leading customer service platform for Shopify brands. They help customer success teams fulfill a promise of delightful customer experiences. This leads to higher customer retention and brand loyalty for your Shopify store. Now don't forget to click the link in the show notes. You get an exclusive 2-month free trial of Gorgeous, or you can head on over to ecommercefastlane.com/gorgeous. So Jason, we're going to pivot to the, I guess, the actual strategy now. So we understand the software side of it, you know, OptiMonk for sure, potentially PostScript as your SMS platform, Klaviyo very potentially as your email marketing solution. So now let's walk us through now what happens and how does this Trojan horse method actually work? Share as much as you can. I know we're going to dig into maybe some offers at the end about how to get into some massively hardcore training or how quickly you can get up and running, but just would love to, you know, whatever you can share over the next few minutes. I think people would love to understand more. They agree with these tools likely. I've spoken to all of them on the show before, but they've not heard about the Trojan horse method.
Yeah. So the Trojan horse method is what I believe is the best way to capture SMS subscribers. And the reason why I'm so focused, so heavily focused on SMS is I believe that SMS is going to be the biggest channel of marketing when it comes to retention marketing of the next decade. The reason I believe that is because we're already spending most of our time on our mobile phones. We're almost symbiotic, right? We have our mobile phones within reach and distance. Do you have your mobile phone within reach? Yeah, exactly right. If I was to send you a text message, would you get it within the next 4 hours?
I get it in the next.
Get it within the next half an hour.
Or less, yeah.
Yeah, by the time you finish this podcast, you check your phone, you say, oh, Jason's texting me.
100%.
Funny enough, I actually don't know where my mobile phone is. That is a rarity.
It is 7 a.m. for you.
But I usually, actually I do. It's in my UDI. It's actually in my UDI pocket next to me. So a big focus of mine has been, how can I capture more SMS subscribers compliantly? So we have to look at another thing where people kind of tend to forget is when iOS 15 came in and kind of did all that tracking stuff that made it very difficult for anybody who uses Facebook, iOS then also introduced something called MPP, which is Mail Protection Privacy. For anybody using an iPhone, basically what happens, if they was to select it, and I think it asked them when they upgraded to the new iOS, it said, hey, do you want us to allow people to track your emails? And then most people are like, no, please don't. And they created something called MPP, Mail Protection Privacy. And what that does is it's basically like a proxy. So it's basically like a robot. If I was to send an email, it opens it for me and then sends it to me. It kind of like safeguards all the track. So what that did was it means that some robot or some proxy opens my email and then sends it to me anonymously, kind of. I never know now who opened my email, what happened. I don't know any stats anymore. So deliverability actually suffered dramatically in the last probably 12 to 18 months. If anybody's doing email, they would realize that they're hitting more spam traps and they're hitting more like Gmail spam and all those folders. And I actually heard a statistic from Klaviyo probably about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, that spam went up by like 300% in Google. Yeah. And then you look at pretty much every brand that I'm ever following right now, even the big brands like UDI sometimes end up in my spam folder.
So deliverability is a very interesting challenge, I think, for a lot of brands. And it talks about like list hygiene and stuff like that, and just having active subscribers. And just, yeah, it's a pretty scary world out there. When it comes,
sending to the correct segment for me has been the biggest savior. Actually, I'm trying to just caveat from that, just to drop a little bit of extra value, I guess, for everybody listening, is when I started working with the Hodge Twins, the brand that ran it before, I think, kind of did a bit of a churn and burn, in my opinion. I noticed that their open rates was, you know, 10, 15, 20%. And you might be like, well, 15, 20% is not that bad. Well, Mail Protection Privacy was about 30-40% of the list. So about 30-40% of the list, they may have been or may not have been opening. So when you've got an inflated stat like 20%, it actually could realistically be 11 to 12 because we don't know. But what was happening there is they didn't know who was opening. So when you don't know what's opening, deliverability is that of basically Google, Gmail, Hotmail, you know, Outlook. They're all trying to basically cultivate the content that's been sent to your email and make sure that it's relevant and important to you. And if you're sending emails as a sender and you're sending it to somebody who's not opening, it basically tells Gmail, Outlook, Hotmail, hey, this person doesn't really care whether or not his customers or her customers are opening, they're just going to keep sending. So they'll kind of put you in that same list of those types of people that are just going to spam. That's what they consider spam. If you're sending me an email that I don't care about, well, that's spam. So what the problem that caused is we actually don't know who's opening. Gmail doesn't know who's opening. Klaviyo doesn't know who's opening. And then all of a sudden we're going in spam because we're sending emails to people that we don't know who's opening. We think they are. So now you might be sending to somebody who's not opened your email in 5 months. And now it might be going to spam and you keep continuing to send that. And what it's saying is, hey, you're not caring about whether or not this person's opened, clicked, replied. You don't care. You're just going to keep sending. So that's actually kind of why I moved over to SMS, was that problem was so difficult to solve. And I actually don't see a way around it just yet. I don't know how they're going to get around it other than being far more aggressive on my segments of who I send to that wants to receive my emails. So again, when I worked with the Hodgson's, when I did any spam test, I was getting about 45 to 50% spam rates. And I've never seen that in my entire life. What I had to go ahead and do is I had to take a step back for about 6 weeks. I started to send to very, 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 very highly engaged segments. This was like people who had opened 5 times in 7 days. You know, people who had opened 5 times in 7 days and clicked 4 times. And I just had to do that for a very long time. And then I'd slowly start to open up the throttle. I'd go 7 times in, you know, 5 times in 7 days and click 4 times. Well, now I can send to somebody who's done it 10 days. And it sounds aggressive. It sounds difficult. And to be honest, it was, but they were in very bad standing. And we went from poor health, like poor sending reputation, to healthy within about 6 weeks, just being very careful who we sent to. You've also got to look at things like your SPF records on your DMARCs and things like that. I would highly encourage it. If you don't know, just probably reach out to an expert. Somebody can help you. There's probably somebody online. I don't really focus on deliverability too much. I did have a guy who did it, but you know, I just find somebody random like anybody else would. Just make sure that your DMARC, your SPF records are all up to date so that you're doing all the right things when it comes to sending emails. And then again, just goes to your segments. Send great quality content, great, send very clickable. And then the final thing that I think was a touch on it for me, something that I thought really, really worked well, was I'd ask a lot of like good questions that would inspire a reply. Replies are a very good way to know. I mean, at the end of the day, mail protection privacy cannot go ahead and reply for them. It can't click either, but the replies show to Google that they're a person that they want to be on the list. So you're a good sender. You're a good, you're a good company. So if you can inspire people to reply to you, my advice would be to put this in your welcome series for your new customers. It would be, hey, like, you know, for example, I was building a brand called Pepitos, which was it was mine and my partner's brand, and we did harnesses and custom leashes and leather and all this type of stuff. And it was these beautiful, you know, things for dogs because we got 2 German Shepherds. Funny enough, none of the equipment that we made would fit them. But yeah, but when I was doing this, it was just like that. I was always trying to figure out, well, how can I inspire a reply? So for me, I would ask the question that I know that people want to answer. Tell me the story of when you met your dog. Like, when was the first time you saw your dog? What was the reaction? And then I'll tell a little bit of my story. Mine was, I opened up the door. This guy had brought him down from a farm. It was just one. His name was Spencer. And I remember as the guy opened that door, Spencer popped his little head around the corner. He was about 9 weeks old. And then his big fluffy German Shepherd head just started bouncing down the hallway to the point where he tried to stop, slid, smacked into the wall. And I was like, that's the one. And I know that people want to reply to that. They want to tell me those stories. So you want to create these feel good replies, and a reply will really help your deliverability. So going back to it, to summarize that, I just really want to drop that because I know that that's been a struggle for a lot of people. Be sending to very, very highly engaged segments. Understand where you stand right now with your, you know, your deliverability by just doing a couple of checks. I think there's softwares out there like Mail Genius, I think is free. and you can send that. So probably try that out. And then, yeah, sending to high segments, getting replies, just making sure that your list is very healthy, like you say. But that was a quick caveat. I kind of wanted to touch on that because I know that a lot of people are really struggling with it. For me, I went from, it was literally like we went from like 10 to 20% open rates to now we're getting like 70 and 80%. Now I totally understand that that's not accurate, but we're probably getting 40 to 35% opens, you know, take MPP away.
And that's part of the email part of this part of the solution. So then with SMS being, you know, I mean, like you said, my phone's right beside me, the open rates, all the stats are here. I mean, anybody that doesn't have Postscript or Attentive or SMS Bump or one of these tools in your admin right now, and just even just using the automation sequences that are built into Browse and Cart Recovery, those just on their own will generate significant revenue for you and more than pay for the solution. Just that alone, just automation.
Yeah. And a lot of the time you don't have to pay, Steve. A lot of the time it's with these SMS solutions, it's kind of a pay as you play. If I don't make any money, I don't buy any credits, and I might buy $5 worth of credits, but if I'm not making money, I don't buy more. So that's one of the best things, is that you don't have to put a lot of money down to start this. You just buy the credits, and if you make money, you just buy more.
And that does make sense, but every brand that I have that has automation turned on for SMS, they're all making money, and they just keeps the engine flowing. It's money and left on the table by not having automation and SMS for cart recovery. Since, as you said, I mean, I'm only using the plus side, so with these kind of customized kind of legal opt-in kind of things, and it's nice that Shopify Core has the built-in now to all the regular core plans, but automation turned on with PostScript would be like table stakes now. And I think it's where your method, this Trojan horse method, is kind of the next step. So let's talk about the next step now. So we've got these three solutions, and let's unpack it all.
Yeah. So the reason why I kind of talked about it before is you have to understand the importance of why we're doing what we're doing. So knowing that there's a lot of iOS problems, and I wanted to touch base on delivery just in case somebody's listening, but knowing there's a lot of iOS problems, knowing that you've got your phone right next to you, knowing that the statistics are that a text message is opened / read within the first 4 hours, 98% of texts are read. So that's huge. And my experience on automations, click-through rates on SMS can be anything from 10 to 20 times higher than email. My open rates, sometimes I've had click-through rates, the same kind of statistic as an open rate for an email. The way that I do the Trojan horse method, actually, for some brands that I work with, has like a 70 to 80% click on the first text that we send, which is absurd. So you got to understand the importance of why the Trojan horse came up. And again, SMS is so important. It's going to be so much more important. And I knew from a very young age, probably like 21, 22 years old, that pop-ups were the best way to capture website visitors. But I also knew that email was so important and I didn't want to take that away. So when I started working with Davey, he said, you know, like, how can we set up SMS? So we went ahead and set it up, and we did our usual checkout that you're talking about. But back when we started, Steve, you could get away with the same pre-default checkbox that says, email me and text me with news and offers. And that was okay. But then about 2 years ago, I think obviously because a lot of Shopify brands, a lot of people was doing it, I think people may have been going to spam through text that they weren't necessarily understanding that they were signing up for. Carriers intercepted. And it's like, hey, you can't do this anymore. You have to get explicit consent. That's when the new checkbox that we talked about came in. So here's the issue. We went from like $300,000-$500,000 a month, because we were capturing pretty much anybody and everybody who entered their phone, right? It went from about $500,000 a month because we were able to send these campaigns. We grew our list to 100,000 people. We were sending abandoned carts to nearly everybody who abandoned cart, and nearly everybody was clicking it, right? But here's the problem. The moment they introduced that, all of a sudden we couldn't do what we were doing anymore. We went from about $500,000 a month to about 50. Huge drop. And for maybe 6 months, we were sat there going, how in the world are we going to do this? How are we going to get back to those numbers without interrupting what is already our email? So this is where the Trojan horse came in. One day I went to a drive-through. I think I must have been, if you've ever seen me, I'm not fat, but I'm a little bit of a big boy, so I can eat. So I love to eat. And I went through a drive-through. I think I was busy, and I said, oh yeah, I'll just get a medium, whatever meal. I got a regular meal. And as I got to the window, she says, hey, would you like to upgrade that for just $2 or whatever it was? And instinctively, so easily, I was like, yeah, whatever. Boom, paid with my card. As I got to the end, I was like, I didn't really need that. But for some reason, I just upgraded. It was just so easy to do. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. What if I was to do that for my emails and my SMSs? What if I was to upgrade their order just like a drive-through, just a very, very simple, do you want fries with that method? and we'll start collecting their SMSs. So to anybody who's wondering what the Trojan horse is, it basically is that we will use email as a very, very low risk, very low impact, very easy to say yes to offer. I might say, hey, do you want 10% off? Just enter your email here. They'll say yes. And then on the next page, I'll go, hey, would you like to upgrade from 10% to 15% or to 20%? All you got to do is join the SMS club and then I'll give them the extra benefits. SMS club, you know, users get 24 hours or 48 hours early access. You also get told and notified about brand new products before it goes live to the public. Do you want to join our SMS? And I always give the option, right? You know this probably better than anybody, but what is one of the closers, best closers? Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
But all roads lead to Rome. Either way, I'm getting what I want. Visa or MasterCard, you're paying. Same option here. Email or SMS. Doesn't matter. Either way, you're still going to do what I want you to do. But the fact that the customer now has the power of choice, the option of an upgrade, and it's an upgraded offer. So I know how powerful SMS is. I'm willing to offer a little bit more to get your phone number. For example, if I know that you've already got kids and you've already got a wife, so this is obviously not for you, but I think you would have remembered when you were a young guy, getting a phone number from a girl was quite difficult. It's quite a hard task, right? I genuinely approached a girl one time in a bar and I was talking to her and I was like, hey, can I get your phone number? She says, no, but I'll give you my email. So even then, we've got to understand and appreciate that the SMS, the phone number for somebody is a very, very intimate thing. We have direct access to them. So we need to offer more. So this is where I do it. So I give the customer the power of choice. We first get them, we break down their walls by saying, here's an email offer, 10%. Once they've said yes, it's much easier to get them to say yes again. We upgrade their offer, 15% now, and we give them the power of choice. Do you want me to text you your upgraded offer or do you just want to stick with your 10%? You have the option of yes or no. If they say no, stick with email. They go through their regular route and they just get an email from us. And then later on in my email sequences, later on in my campaigns, I'm going to then try and get them to join my SMS list again. But if they say yes, I simply take them to another pop-up. It's just the next step of the pop-up. It says, great, to join our SMS, all you got to do is enter your phone number here, click submit, and then underneath that is our compliant language that says when you join our list, you're getting marketing from us. And they simply say yes, and then they go through to the next step, which would be close the pop-up, and they'll get a text from us almost instantly. When I join an email list, and then I try to get my code, there's so many things that can happen here. And I'm email first. I love email. But if I was to get my email, enter my email into the flow, and I would say, yeah, sorry, I want my 10%. This actually happened to me the other day. So I was flying to Istanbul for a little bit of a trip, and I went to this place called Strandbags. And as I'm sitting there, my partner sees this 20% off if you join their email list. And we were like, I can always unsubscribe. So, so I joined the email list, but it wasn't for 5 minutes did the email trigger. 5 minutes I was stood around. And at this point, I got distracted. I looked at everything in the store. I keep opening my emails to find it. And I'm not getting a notification when this comes in because it's coming in my updates on my promotion. So I don't get notified when this turns up. I have to manually check. So when I go to those tabs to manually check, I also get distracted by multiple emails that are trying to get me to click. So I'm going through and I'm clicking other emails and I'm getting distracted. But what SMS does is it cuts through that noise. I don't get distracted. I get that bing, that notification that pops up on the top of my phone. I click it. My offer's right there. It's instantaneous and I can follow through. That's why my click rates are 60, 70, 80%. And if anybody wants to know, well, Jason, what do you even say in that text? Very, very simple. I say, hey, welcome to the club. As promised, here's your discount code. And then I'll do a nice little spiel. You know, like for example, for the Hodgkins, I'll just say, get your patriotic merchandise and become, you know, one of America's biggest fans or something like that. I'll always give them this nice little benefit driven snippet. And I'll be like, link. It's super, super easy that you get your code, you get a nice little snippet of benefit, and then you get the link. So, so simple, so easy to follow. And that's why the click-through rate is gigantic because you got to understand the timing. There's no distractions. It goes straight to my mobile phone and I can click the link straight from there and I get back to my experience. And what I believe that to be is a very frictionless commerce experience.
No, this is lovely. I think my takeaways are one, I agree with you have to build your email list because that's table stakes today. I know that attention is difficult and deliverability. I think all those things are difficult. And I think it, even in itself, you really got to take a look at your, as you said, your DMARC, your SPF records, all these different things. There's some technical things, but also some segmentation things from email. You still have to be compliant around that. So please don't just, you know, pray and spray on your email list. You know, you really have to be very targeted about, you know, like the open rate and click rate of these contacts, if they've purchased or not. You really got to be really sensitive on all of that. So I appreciate that you called that out. I'm in complete alignment about SMS. I subscribe to SMS offers, and you're right, you get the attention as a brand to the end consumer quite quickly. And, you know, I have like Dr. Squatch, for example, like the soap company. They text me different offers and things. And, you know, there's a few others that I get that because I want to get them, and I'm excited. I'm part of, I feel like it's a very, it feels interruptive, but it's okay interruptive, because if I don't like it, it's easy to type in stop, send, and that's done. But knowing that, as you said, in like 4 hours or less, well, for me, it's probably every 15 minutes, probably I'm checking my text messages, could be my wife and other people, right? And so knowing that, that just shows the power. You can, so much you can do with text message. So you're looking at it from the marketing perspective of trying to get the intended outcome, the business outcome. It's either email and then a conversion, or SMS and a conversion. End of the day, you're still getting, you're going down that journey of getting that conversion. And then you also have some opportunity in the future for other campaign building. And there's just, it's a larger scope of opportunity here.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, exactly like you said, we get their email up front. That is imperative. I don't think it should ever take that away. And then like you say, within 15 minutes, you're often going to open it. I think the statistics could have been even lower, but I like to say within 4 hours, 98% open, because maybe somebody's at the gym, or maybe they're in a class, or maybe they're at school, maybe they're at work. People don't have the luxury that we do, you know, to be able to check our phone very frequently. But yeah, and then like you say, you've got so many opportunities then to continue building that list through your email, or you've got the opportunity to send a text blast whenever you launch a new product or a new offer. And there's so many avenues you can go down. The one that I love, the thing I love about Trojan Horse is, again, it's not interruptive. You still go ahead and build that email list. You actually, just so you know as well, the statistics behind this, I actually trialed the whole, hey, we'll give you 10% off if you give us your phone number up front. And the signup rate was about 1%. I actually worked with a brand called Lions Not Sheep. Sounds like I'm very patriotic, but I just seem to attract those types of brands. So I worked with Alex from Lions Not Sheep, and he was using Postscript's pop-up. And when we did the mathematics, he was getting about a 1% signup. But when we did the method that I'm teaching, the same one from Hodge Twins, which was, hey, like you've unlocked a mystery discount. Our wording was different. Our pitches were different, but it was somewhat the same idea. He was getting about a 15% in the end, 15% opt-in, right? He actually, crazy enough, was getting about, because he went for a double your discount, which is one of the offers I talk about. So I'll quickly caveat after this onto what types of offers I believe that you could do. But he offered double your discount, and he got about 70% of users to say yes. And what it worked out to be is his original pop-up of directly offering them 10% for their mobile was getting about a 1% sign up. But when he used the Trojan Horse method, he effectively was getting 10% of his website visitors to turn to SMS. He 10X'd his, and he's even on my website saying the same thing. So he 10X'd his SMS subscribers using the Trojan Horse method, because it was, again, email was a very, very low risk offer. People understand that to get something, they put their email in, and they're more than happy to do that. And then when you upgrade them using the Trojan Horse method, it's a very unintrusive, unaggressive way to do it. And the other caveat, by the way, Steve, if you've ever seen it, I'm not going to curse, but there's a big when somebody does this to me. My partner hates it, because she goes on a lot of, you know, beauty brands or a lot of these, you know, fashion brands, and they say, hey, do you want 10% off? And she's like, yeah, I'll get 10% off. Here's in my email. Hey, you're so close to unlocking your 10%. Just one more step, enter your phone number. And she's like, no, like that wasn't the deal. You know what I mean? So exactly. It's almost like you're holding their discount at ransom. Right. And nobody likes that. So we don't like to feel trapped. We don't like to feel out of control. And I think that's what the Trojan Horse does. So just to give you a quick case study, that's what the Lions Not Sheep went from, like 1% using that direct offer. Somebody might be like, all right, but look, what if I was to just offer SMS up front? Well, they went from 1% to 10%. They 10X their SMS leads just using this strategy alone. So it's very, very powerful. I think one of the things I want to talk about as well, just in case anybody's wondering, is like, what should I offer? What you should offer, right? So that in my experience, I think there's four different offers. I go with, first and foremost, if a brand, you might be a very premium brand, and you might be like, hey, like we're giving 10% off, but we don't want to give any more. Well, you can go ahead and do some what I call the convenience offer. It's simply that of, hey, would you like us to text you your code? You don't have to upgrade it. You don't have to do anything extra. It's just, hey, would you prefer if we text you the code? It's just easier to get to. And also you can join our club, you know, for 48 hours early access to sales, get new products before anyone else. And if someone's an avid fan of your brand, they're going to do it. And my experience is that about 30 to 40% of people are going to say yes to this, and they're going to choose SMS over email. Very low risk offer, very easy to do. Yep, convenience offer, because you're just simply allowing them the convenience of receiving their code via text, not email. The next one is the upgrade your offer. So that's if you're 10%, just upgrade your offer to 15%. The next one I like is my personal favorite, which is double your discount. I use the words, hey, you've got 10%. Do you want to double your discount? The uptake on that is about 50 to 80% in my experience. And that's
powerful
huge.
Language. That's huge when you think about it. Yeah, double your discount, because you've already kind of, they're kind of semi-committed maybe to 10% off, but it's like now 20% off. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you can have my phone number.
But it's behind something, again, all roads lead to Rome, but it's behind something that we want. We know that their SMS is juicy. We know that their click-through rates are, you know, sometimes 10 to 20 times higher. So I'm willing to offer them a higher discount. The higher, the better for me. Like, double your discount sounds good, and it always works really well. If I don't really mind giving them a double the discount, because it's just on the first purchase. Now I've got their SMS and I can continue to market to them. I own their number, which is huge. And then the final one is a free product. So we're testing it right now with the Hodgstrom's. We're just working out the mathematics behind it, but we might give away a free wristband or something like that. So join the SMS club and get a free wristband with your purchase, which the uptake, when I figured that out, a couple of brands that I worked with, the uptake was anything above 80%. I like the W discount more because I think it's easier to set up. But if you can, the free product with any purchase, you can even do a free mystery product and just set up in your warehouse like, hey, like, you know, whenever we've got product stock that we just can't seem to get rid of, just clearance stock, maybe like, you know, low. What I like to go for, by the way, is high value, low cost to you. Wristbands, super high value to the customer for some reason. But when it comes to us, super low cost. So it's things like that. Does that make sense?
Definitely does. I have copious amount of notes. When I say life of learning, that is definitely what today is all about. I had a general knowledge of the Trojan method based on my kind of looking around a little bit, but now it's really clear to me, and I love these offers. I love the flow. I love the fact that the tools that we get to use play nicely with each other. I think we talk in the green room about that whole thing, about OptiMonk working well with Klaviyo and PostScript, and then any other tools that you may have connected to your Shopify store. It's all part of your marketing strategy. They all talk to each other correctly, and the flows are there, and it just works. And like you said, all roads lead to Rome. So if you're going to just take us on the SMS or the email offer first, fantastic. If you're going to double your discount and we're going to get your phone number to have the better open and click rates, which is what we want, that's the future of commerce, so to speak, kind of being on your phone and mobile first. I think that's pretty cool. Thank you for sharing all this. One thing, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but one thing I really wanted to share with everyone is that you do have a course, and there is some access to some tools and things. I want to make sure that I get that out into the wild, because I think there's people listening today that would agree that this is a great strategy and a tactic. These tools and this strategy, I think, is very interesting, but maybe there needs to be a little more handholding to kind of make it a reality. And I know you've put together a course, and we're not necessarily here to pitch it, but you know, at the end of the day, I think some people like that sort of learning, where they get a learning platform and they get video and PDFs and things, so they can kind of work their way through it on their own speed. At the end of the day, they're getting the end result that they want out of their brand. So maybe I'll open the floor to you, and you can kind of share a couple offers for today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm not big on pitching either, but I think it was Alex Somozzi once said, when I was listening to his book, 100 Million Dollar Offers. Have you read that?
That one I have not, but it's on my Audible
Incredible.
List. So I'm
waiting.
You've
got to get around to ASAP.
I will.
Okay. It's so good. There's one thing that he says. He says that when he's pitching, or when he tells his salespeople, you know, hey, you got to pitch this offer, blah, blah, blah. He says that, you know, people are very gentle. They're very soft. Some closers don't try too hard. But what he realizes is that at the end of the sales quarter, they make more sales than they did the whole time. I think it was something like the last 3 days, they'll make more sales than they did the whole month. And the reason why is that their urgency is higher. And he says that he loves to close people because he knows that this could be his last opportunity. And if he doesn't, then they're not going to join. And if they don't join, they don't get the value from his service or his business or his gym. And I think that's really important. The reason why I like to do these things is that I know that you're going to get value if you join the training. And we created this training super, super affordable, super low risk. If anybody's trying to skip the learning curve, right? If anybody wants to jump on this and learn these strategies and figure out what I do with an over the shoulder approach, I don't like trainings though. They do fluff and, you know, they're like, oh, like here's the theory behind it. I don't do theory. I'm a very visual, very kinesthetic learner. So the way that I teach is literally build out every single thing that we've talked about, from the pop-up using OptiMonk to using PostScript or Klaviyo, if that's your choice of, you know, your poison of choice. And I literally over the shoulder build everything out. People have said that I'm very charismatic in my training. So it's, I think people enjoy it because I'm very like muchly like I am now. I kind of just talk a little bit. I'll go on a little bit of rants. I'll kind of tell some stories and people really enjoy it because it's very like follow the bouncing ball over the shoulder training. So it's very low risk. There's not much to it. I think we did a very affordable price of like, I think it's $200. But if you get it today, I think through your training, we did a 50% off. So it's like $97. And literally you can skip all the hours of learning. I mean, you could go ahead if you really wanted and try to figure it all out. I've literally told everybody everything that you need to do in this training. I hold nothing back. Like in this podcast, I held nothing back. It's everything. But if you just want to watch and you're a visual learner and you want to figure it out and you want to get it set up potentially within 2 hours and be profiting within 24 hours, for $97, it's a steal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm on that link right now. And yeah, it's complete training, full 2 hours. There's like a lot of extra bonuses and things like that. So much for that offer. I think the OptiMonk offer is also quite interesting. I know we mentioned a bit about getting half off for the first 3 months. So if you're not using some kind of a pop-up tool connected to your SMS tool or to your email tool, then this is certainly something that you need to have a look at. I'll have all of these links in the show notes. Once again, their offer is great at 50 off for 3 months.
Yeah, 50% for 3 months is crazy. Like that's when people come to me and I tell them, all my clients, all my customers, everybody that I work with, I always say to them, hey guys, like OptiMonk, we have to use it. There's no option. And they'll say, what about Klaviyo? I say, I don't care. Like you have to use this. I'll be like, oh, like, you know, what about the price? And I'm like, it's super cheap and affordable to begin with. You know, if you make no money, it's free. The kind of plans are very affordable. But for me, it makes complete sense. It's money for money. Like you give OptiMonk a little bit of money, and in my experience over like 8 years, they give you a lot more back. So even if you were to pay full price for OptiMonk, it's a steal. But then you're paying 50% off for the first 3 months is even better. So if you're, you know, if it's a low risk, again, a very low risk way to get involved, I think that's a great offer.
The other thing too is that they do have their A/B testing options. So when you talk about your different types of opt-in offers, the convenience offer, the upgrade, the double your discount or the free product, then imagine, you know, if you have, you know, obviously at scale, you need a certain amount of traffic to make it the data justify the A/B test. But knowing that you can do that sort of thing, their solution will do that for you in round robin.
Yeah. A quick caveat from that, Steve. So you can split test creatives, but you have to understand when you create a creative like that, the back end is different. So if I was to offer 10% and then I was to change it to 20% or 15%, if I wanted to test between 15% and 20%, my SMS flow would have to be different. But they have a very cool tool that I actually have as a bonus in the training, which teaches you how to split test campaigns, not creatives. So you can actually run a split test between the two different campaigns, which would then be two different backends. So I actually teach that and how to do that in the training. I just wanted to kind of explain that it's not exactly like that, but I think they're one of the only companies that I've seen that allow me to split test my campaigns. And you could do the same thing with email too. So you could run a 10% versus $5, and you could literally run a campaign split test, which again is one of the bonus modules. So if you know you want to learn how to do it, it's right there. But you could literally run, well, how did my list respond to $5 versus 10%? And the backend's completely different. The email sequence is completely different. And then you can literally physically see through numbers and data what best.
This has been an epic recording. I'm going to be honest with you. I massively appreciate you just like being completely transparent and open and sharing, and just your class act. You really are doing the work, helping. You're really helping a lot of brands, and you're proving the value of kind of what you've built today. And, you know, I just appreciate this offer. I know the show notes will have everything in there. I know I have ecommercefastlane.com/Trojan Horse. That's going to go to your landing page. But, you know, those that want to take you up on your offer for half off, for gosh, $97 for your training is in the grand scheme of kind of what the upside can be and will be. And then same with OptiMonk, same idea again with 50% off for 3 months. I mean, that's, you know, it's an epic tool. I have it and I'm using it, and I highly endorse it. So just wanted to thank you for coming on the show and just sharing, and I wish you continued tremendous success with the Trojan Horse Method, your agency. So even those looking for kind of a done for you service, I know you have that option. We're not, today was more about the Trojan Horse and using OptiMonk, but there is some opportunity in the future for your agency also for that a done for you service.
Yeah, I think some people as well, like I know that some people are super busy, so if they're looking for anybody who wants to just take it completely off their hands and get it done for them and get it done right without having to even go through the training and figure it out, I'm always there to do that too. My website, like you said, e2.agency, or even jasonkwilliamson.com, you can find me. The other thing as well is, like, literally, if you have any questions, I said to you earlier, right? I'm more about relationships than I am about money. I think money comes in the long run. If anybody has any questions, if they have any concerns, if they want to figure anything out and they're like, oh, I wish I could speak to him, literally find me on Twitter. I think it's like Jason Kia W, or find me on Facebook. Literally just type my name in, Jason K. Williamson. You'll see me. I got a big yellow background at the time of this recording. You should find me very easily. More than happily, add me as a friend. Send me a message. Any questions you have about what I just talked about, I am, as you can see, very transparent. I'm more than happy to talk to you. Sometimes I even jump on calls with people just to help them out for free. I really don't care about money. I just love helping people.
Yeah, this is great. Well, thank you, Jason, for coming on the show today again. I just, like I said, I wish you tremendous success and continue. Thanks for putting your flag in the Shopify sand to kind of help these brands continue to grow and scale. And this is a great program. People should implement it. It's not just listening. It's the execution side. So take what you've learned today, or get the course, or go to your agency and have it done for you. But do one of those three, please. I think that's one of the big takeaways for today. So.
Thank you so much for having me on, Steve.
All right, take care. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.